Welcome to Housing Connect magazine for February 2025. This is provided by Darlington Borough Council, www.darlington.gov.uk/housing. Welcome. As we enter 2025, we're excited to launch the first edition of Housing Connect, a magazine made just for tenants in our community. Last year was significant, with more tenants joining our tenants panel. In 2024, we created a digital version of the panel, and interest in getting involved keeps growing. Meet Hugh, a member of the tenants panel for 3 years. With over 30 years as a council tenant, he's the ideal person to introduce this edition. I have been a council tenant for over 30 years and a member of the tenants panel for the last 3 years. After retiring from Darlington Mind as a mental health worker, I volunteered and set up guided walking and cycling groups in the community. I then went on to First Place Age UK and worked with veterans by organising trips and supporting people up until COVID. Before, during and after COVID, I volunteered with Food for Thought for 6 years, where we worked with supermarkets to redistribute food that would have gone to waste. This opened my eyes to how much food poverty there was in Darlington and the surrounding areas. An achievement I am proud of is how I repaired over 100 bikes so workers, key workers and refugees were able to get to work. This led to me working for Darlington Assistance for Refugees, where I helped and supported with deliveries. I currently volunteer at the Citizens Advice Bureau, helping people with claims and ensuring they are receiving the correct benefits. Many of the people who attend don't have access to a computer and need support to make a claim. In 2025, I would like to scrutinise the void process. I would like to share this information with tenants. The tenants panel is open to new members and fresh ideas. We know there are many people out there who could share their views, and housing services want to listen. If you want to make a difference, contact Sarah and Matthew, who are eager to hear from you. The panel also offers training opportunities to help members build new skills. We also offer an online tenants panel. If you can't make our meetings, you can still participate online from home. This edition includes important information on topics like the right to buy and mobility scooters. We also reflect on the history of housing with Darlington Borough Council. Let's work together to ensure that tenants' voices are heard and valued. Here's to a great year ahead. The contents of the magazine include Christmas at the Schemes, festive celebrations for tenants, exciting new affordable housing developments for tenants, ensuring safe mobility vehicle usage for tenants, downsizing, preventing homelessness in Darlington, a new strategy for 2025, a brief history of housing services in Darlington, a journey through time, the right to buy, a day in the life of Dean Morris, maintenance surveyor, repairs, dining experiences in extra care facilities, tenant voices matter, partnership, disrepair claims, review of the tenants panel in 2024, tenant satisfaction measures results, and how to contact us.
Christmas at the Schemes, festive celebrations for tenants. As December arrived, our Schemes community spaces became a festive haven, with tenants coming together to celebrate the holiday season. The scheme managers organised various events to ensure that everyone enjoyed Christmas, including festive lunches, quizzes, performances and craft activities. Some highlights. One highlight was the Christmas lunch at Park Place, where tenants enjoyed festive food and a fantastic performance by a talented singer, filling the afternoon with holiday cheer. At Dalkeith House, the Puss in Boots pantomime entertained tenants, encouraging everyone to participate and sing along, creating a fun atmosphere. Oban Court celebrated with the Winfield School Choir, who sang beautiful Christmas carols that brought smiles and warmth to the audience. Branksome Hall Drive organised a trip to the York Christmas Market, where residents enjoyed the sights, sounds and shopping opportunities at one of the UK's most popular markets. Windsor Court featured the Mount Pleasant School Choir performing a nativity, capturing the true essence of Christmas with heartfelt songs. Rockwell House hosted its annual Christmas lunch, where volunteers served meals and the tenants enjoyed a lively Christmas quiz with raffle prizes. Ted Fletcher Court's housing officer and tenant involvement teams worked together with scheme manager Haley to prepare a festive lunch, which ended up with a Christmas sing-along. These events highlighted the strong community spirit, showing that the festive period can be celebrated in many enjoyable ways. With music, performances and shared meals, tenants felt the warmth and joy of Christmas together.
Exciting new affordable housing developments for tenants. Darlington Borough Council is excited to share updates on its biggest new housing project in years, aimed at providing more affordable homes. We know there's a strong need for good quality housing in our community, and we're happy to welcome tenants to the first phase of this project, which will greatly improve local housing options. The Neasham Road development is a key part of our housing strategy, with the first 29 homes now completed and ready for residents. When the entire Neasham Road project is finished, it will have a total of 130 homes available for rent, including two-bedroom apartments and houses with two, three and four bedrooms to meet various family needs. Additionally, we are thrilled to offer 20 rent-to-buy homes in later phases, helping families work toward owning their own homes. Each new street will be named after local sports legends like Arthur Wharton, Ronald Brebner, Charles Craven and George Butterfield. We also want to build a strong community, so new tenants will be invited to help design a new play area for children, promoting healthy family interactions. Construction on the play area is set to start in 2025. To learn more about these new homes, please visit our website at www.darlington.gov.uk/housing. For other housing options, click Find a Home or Garage and then New Council Housing. Remember, all council housing applications must go through the Darlington Home Search system. We are dedicated to improving life for our residents with affordable housing and community spaces. We look forward to welcoming new tenants and creating a lively neighbourhood where everyone can thrive together.
Ensuring safe mobility vehicle usage for tenants. Mobility vehicles play a crucial role in allowing individuals of varying ages to maintain their independence. However, with this independence comes the responsibility of ensuring that these vehicles are used and stored safely, especially in shared or communal living environments. Storage guidelines. Storing mobility vehicles safely is very important. They should never be parked, charged, or kept in communal areas like hallways or stairwells, as this can block others and create safety risks, such as fires. If you live in a building with special storage areas for these vehicles, make sure to use them correctly. When storing a mobility vehicle at home, only keep those meant for indoor use inside to stay safe. Always ensure that your vehicle doesn't block exits or create tripping hazards. Also, you must not use extension leads for charging, as they can increase fire risks and present a tripping hazard. If you have a private garden, you can store your mobility vehicle outside, but make sure the storage unit is designed for that purpose and is fire resistant to keep your mobility aid safe. Insurance requirements. Along with storing mobility vehicles safely, having insurance is very important for owners. Tenants need to make sure their mobility vehicles are properly insured. If you live in a sheltered or extra care facility, you must provide a copy of your insurance certificate. Battery charging and maintenance. When charging your battery, it's important to follow the manufacturer's instructions. Doing this can help reduce risks when charging mobility vehicles. If your home has a designated communal area for mobility vehicle storage and charging, you will need to undergo a portable appliance test, often known as a PAT test, to make sure it's safe. If you live in a sheltered or extra care facility and use the storage area, we will carry out this PAT test for you. Tenants should also have their mobility vehicles checked and maintained every year. Regular maintenance helps the vehicle last longer and work reliably, which is essential for maintaining personal independence. Other fire safety considerations. We take fire safety very seriously. We carry out regular fire assessments on our buildings, which consider the specific features of a building, like its height and the people who live there. To ensure fire safety in your home, never leave cooking unattended. Most fires start in the kitchen, so this is a high-risk area. Never leave candles unattended. Keep candles out of the reach of children and pets and away from decorations, cards and wrapping paper. If you smoke, put your cigarette out, right out. Don't overload sockets. Ensure only one plug per socket. Always turn off plugs when they are not in use, except those that are designed to be left on, like freezers. By being proactive and following these guidelines, tenants can maintain their independence with mobility vehicles and help keep their living environment safe and healthy.